She seems an apparition from a fantasy film. Fire engine red wig, chalky facial makeup, piercing ice blue contact lenses in her eyes, a black leather Victorian bodice, spider, bat, and coffin imagery all over this exotic costume, and she is actual royalty.
I'm World Gothic Models Goth Queen Alexandria Goth.
Until recently, her stage name was Barbie Goth, but Mattel, the company that makes Barbie dolls, became a bit possessive over that name, so she changed her stage name to her given name, Alexandria, which she admits is a bit more goth anyway. Besides the spectacular getup, Alexandria's deep husky voice is also attention-grabbing. She attributes that to the same incident that put her on the goth path many years ago.
And I did get beaten very badly. I got beaten terribly. I was kicked in the throat. It had damaged my vocal cords forever, killed me, basically. I mean, actually did. And I was thrown into a dumpster, and some people pulled me out and got me in the hospital. And I had to learn to speak again. And I learned after that, and I was very young. I was like 13, 14 years old. I was this kid. When I got out of it, I decided nobody was going to shut me up ever again.
She also learned that adopting a weird, morbid persona was an effective shield against subsequent bullying.
That when I went to the cemetery, they would be afraid. Because it was back in the 80s, people were more religious back then, and more frightened, and more superstitious.
The exotic costumes and makeup followed. Alexandria typically stayed in character as much as possible, which she admits could make day-to-day life a bit complicated.
As I got older and I raised my kids, the towns got used to me when I would move in, but they still wouldn't let me pick my kids up in front of the school. I had to go around because it would upset people. And you know what? They have the right to their opinion as much as I have the right. And I respect that. So I'm cool with it. They're like, I'd be mad. No. You know, it upsets them. And I have the right to do this. They have the right to be upset. Whatever.
Other than that, Alexandria's life remained relatively routine until she visited a dance club one night not long ago.
And so we went there to listen to some of the music that I listened to, and they assured me that they played the 80s and 90s gothic kind of moody music. And while there, a photographer started taking photographs. Said, I can get you published. And I'm like, whatever. I'm a 46-year-old grandmother. Whatever. Oh, but you're just amazing, you know. And so I got published.
The international buzz was quick in coming. The goth ethos, it seems, is a much bigger deal in Europe than in America. Alexandria became involved with the World Gothic Models Organization and last year entered its Goth Queen competition, one of 35 vying for the title.
And I beat out the model that had been around since the 90s that was allegedly the Goth Queen. I whipped her solid by like 3,000 points. Had the most comments ever seen, blew it out of the water.
It's a title Alexandria still holds.
The contest was supposed to run again in June. They always run the Goth Queen contest. They did not this year. They kept me. I am now Goth Queen 2019 as well as 2018. That makes me historic. It makes me very famous. The only Goth Queen without a year.
She also picked up hometown accolades, including a congratulatory resolution from the Tallahassee City Commission. Now it's a whirlwind of personal appearances, a chore made all the more challenging as her earlier injuries preclude air travel. Alexandria's legion of fans, overwhelmingly female, are attracted to her surprisingly sunny disposition and message of personal empowerment and self-actualization.
I went out there and I thought, okay, well, my background is in diagnostic psychology. There's a lot of rampant mental illness and personality disorder, and there's a lot of social insecurities because of all the social media. People have learned to not interact the way they should. And so I decided to start helping them to rebuild their lives if they can that way, and also to start helping them to accept the difference. I can take my makeup off, but some people can't, and they're always going to be different. So we need to stop looking at the differences between us and start focusing on what makes us the same.
All hail the Queen, Tallahassee's own Alexandria Goth. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.